This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I wanna win, but never do. I've been a sucker for a mic of gold. It's these awards that I never get that keep me searching for a mic of gold. And I'm getting old. Keep me searching for a mic of gold, and I'm getting bold. I've been to Armsby, not yet to Chadron. I've been by Coastal for a mic of gold. I'm speaking my mind, I think it's quite shine. And I keep searching for a mic of gold. And I'm getting old. Keeps me searching for a mic of gold, and I'm getting cold. Keep me searching for a mic of gold. Me searching and I'm growing old. Keep me searching for a mic of gold. Now I'm 40 with no mics in my home, and I'm getting old.
Wow.
Really good.
I mean,
you're a rambling man.
Yeah, there was another minute of that. I guess we'll play it at the end, but how much can we handle for an opening theme?
It's really, really, what a song. What a song.
Do you remember I requested a song like that last week?
No way. What did you say?
So I said, could we get instead of Heart of Gold, a Mic of Gold would be a good parody. It's like, a Neil Young song. Mm. Where it's like, I've been to Santa, yeah. I've been to her, I've been searching for a heart of gold.
Right.
So we got a bunch of theme songs.
Wow.
But that one sounded the most like Neil Young, which he's the guy who created, sings, wrote, performs that song.
Damn, good for Neil.
And now Neil Young is in the news. Did you see this?
No.
I think this was, I requested it before, but in the last few days, Neil Young was basically like, if Spotify doesn't take Joe Rogan off their platform, then they can remove my music. And then they obviously didn't, because Joe Rogan's a huge moneymaker, and then they're removing Neil Young's music from Spotify.
Whoa. God, everyone should do that. We could do that.
Yeah, but I don't think we're as influential. We just have Mike of Gold. Yeah, he has Heart of Gold.
Yeah, totally, totally, totally. But that'd be
like
kind of cool.
Saying, like, influent, yeah.
Yeah.
We do it, but nobody cares.
Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber, all the big fucking money makers for Spotify.
Yeah.
We say, we will not be on the platform unless you remove Rogan.
Unless you remove "if I were you." What?
What would the that fuck be did good we for... do?
What, do you think that would be good for business?
What do you mean?
For us? Like, if everyone was, like, rallying against our podcast. As it's been.
Right. Interesting. I think it'd be bad for business.
Interesting.
Why do you think it'd be good?
Because, like, Bieber, Taylor Swift, and all these famous people would be talking about our podcast, and then listenership would be through the roof, and people like, this is, I mean, this is not great, but it's obviously, there's no reason for them to be this upset. Justin.
So you're saying like, if people were railing against us, it'd be good because more people would listen and people would be like, it's not that bad.
Yes.
Exactly. Right. They'd take our side in the argument.
They'd like the Mike of Gold thing, I think.
Yeah. And then they'd listen to this segment and they'd be like, holy shit, they called a beef with Bieber.
Like, yeah, kind of in a roundabout way, but sure.
Yeah, interesting. And then they'd hear that you said it would actually be good for us. Then they would be mistrustful of you. Then,
yeah,
bad for
then
us.
Then they'd watch Jake and Amir Bieber Fever, and they'd realize that I've been sort of yelling about Bieber since he was 17, saying that I have Giardia for that tween fuck.
I think maybe we just watched this episode on Patreon, but I was laughing at the line, I wish I could say that it was one thing after another, because what happened next was all at once.
I don't know if it's in that video, but that does sound familiar. Shout out to our Patreon. Yeah. Watch those videos.
I know it's a line. I just don't know if we watched it recently. But either way, good writing. So dumb.
Antoine, that's who wrote this. He's from Montreal. Okay. Thank you to Antoine for coming up with that parody for us.
Indeed.
I mean, not coming up with. That was, I'm sort of the mastermind.
Thanks
for being the
nothing.
Instrument that I played. He's my guitar and he has a guitar, if that makes sense.
You're a fucking ass. You're an ass.
Did you ever go through a harmonica phase where like, I'm going to try to learn? Because you're into Dave, right? And he has that going for him.
Dave doesn't play the harmonica.
Oh,
Dave does not. No. But you're thinking of, I don't know, Blues Traveler, John Mayer?
Yeah.
Maybe Dave?
Yeah.
He definitely doesn't.
Bob Dylan?
It's not known that he would play it. I'm sure he can rip a chord on the Mon. Yes, yeah. Though. To answer your question, yes. I did purchase a harmonica. I did learn to play the harmonica. I was not good at the harmonica, but you know, you fuck around with it. It's a fun little annoying instrument for everybody.
Yeah. Did you get like a cheap one or like a fancy one that you had to like soak overnight and shit like that?
Cheap one. Just a cheap harmonica. You know, like one of the classic ones that comes in the plastic case. Got it at Sam Ash. Shout out to Max Ash.
And now we're quite done with our shout outs.
Okay. But yeah, I got a harmonica.
Seeing this receipt you forwarded me, this is a kazoo. That's what you got. You got a little kazoo. Yeah.
So, but they're tough to play. Tough to play. It's a hard instrument. That's why I said Dave Matthews never played one.
Actually, this guy, Antoine, wrote us in once, and he has a follow-up pup in addition to the song.
Whoa.
Yeah, this is the guy from Montreal that was living with his ex while dating last April. As it turns out, he was able to date around and hang out at girls' places each time. It was kind of annoying while it lasted, but he can proudly say that I live alone now and don't have these struggles anymore, and bachelor life is going well. So there you go.
Perfect. Good for us. Good for him.
It's not good to be in like a bad week, but it's nice to overcome it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Like when you got your wisdom teeth out, you were having a pretty miserable time.
Yeah.
Now that it's over, it's nice.
Right. Now for the last 10 days, basically my teeth have not hurt for about a week now. And I haven't taken eating for granted at all.
Yeah. And
it feels good every time I bite into something.
Right. And my teeth don't hurt, or your teeth didn't hurt last month, but you never thought about it.
Yeah.
So it really takes a toothache to make you appreciate eating. Wow.
Right.
That's a fucking incredible line. It really takes a toothache to make you appreciate eating.
That's not an incredible line. I think it's...
Because it's like, it's almost like interesting in a way that's like, you know, you can take the good with the bad, but it's actually the write this shit down too. It's actually the bad that makes good shit happen. Like,
yeah,
you literally can't.
I hate, like, this is like true. It's pretty.
Do you have my harmonica?
It's actually really trite. It's like, I just don't think you're the first one to have this realization. Like, there's
just
so
the first
many
to verbalize it, or
oh, there's so many, like, I mean, just the phrase bittersweet. Like, there's so many people that have done and said this,
just not in this way.
Better, you said yeah. It takes a toothache to appreciate eating. I don't know. You have to stand in the shadow to appreciate the light. Something. You walk in the shadow to appreciate the light. There's like,
yeah, that's pretty good.
Toothache to appreciate eating. It's
well,
it's
I'm
really
mostly a melody.
It's of little consequence. It's of little import. I think you're one of the last to have this kind of realization, and
actually,
one of the poorest vocalizations of it that I've heard.
Since I was able to sort of come up with the Mike of Gold thing, my next request for theme song is something about how you can only appreciate food after a toothache.
Mm-hmm. I think that the fact that you are almost doubling, you're so...
I'm circling back.
You're so like disproportionately proud of yourself. For what
that makes it kind of interesting, even yeah, more interesting is what you mean.
I feel like it really just it shines a bright light on how, you know, it was middling to bad, and you're so happy with it, and you
that
think
it
it's genius.
It up, extra
no, that it doesn't. It almost makes it's a magnifying glass on you, the fact that you're so dumb and small to like what you like, the amount that you like it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just thinking of a melody.
Why?
It's just
the Heart of Gold again.
Yeah, I think because now that's in my head. It's hard to like, you know, like when the song is playing, you're like, I'm trying to think of another song, but I can't because this song is playing.
Yeah. Don't think that you're the first person to have that realization.
Actually, that's kind of interesting. You can't hear two songs at once, and it takes a toothache to appreciate food.
Yeah, great. That's a good t-shirt.
Really?
No. But we should sell it.
All right. This is If I Were You, the only Wordle podcast on the internet, hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake. Got it in four today.
Really?
Did you see my distribution? Yeah. Did you see my distribution?
Maybe. I didn't remember it just because it's all in the Slack, so they come in pretty fast and fierce.
It was... If I may, it was ugly.
Yeah, you can hold it up because this will be old news by the time. Okay. So you can actually show us the words.
Yeah. Okay.
Pluto. Wow. How excited were you after that?
When I saw Pluto,
green and two yellows.
Two yellows being like an O, like one of the two yellows being an O. That's pretty legit. Like, and the U green. So that's in the right place.
So
we're
looking
at
where the O is.
We're looking at three of five correct.
Yep.
And one actually where it's supposed to be. So you're like, wow.
And you could have gotten it in two. Like, there's no reason it could have been.
I thought that it was
court or amount.
I thought that it was two. I was like, oh, great, this is two. Because it's a U and an O. I'm like, I don't have any more vowels. I'm only thinking of words with O-U-T.
Yeah.
And when I guessed court, I was like, there actually aren't any other words.
That so I've already got them in a checkmate situation.
So this is my two. And then I saw this the gray on the sea, and I was like, fuck. But I was like, oh, there's the green O, the green U. Like, I've got this, you know, the green T. And then I was like, all right, great. I'll get it in three, and I'll be like,
three is
oh,
a
damn.
Fine consolation.
Totally. Yeah. And I already had in my head what I was going to say to other people, and I was going to say, could have had it in two, but I got it in three, you know?
Yeah.
And then I hit him with doubt, and it's just the exact same. The exact same. A gray and a gray. That hurts.
Yeah.
That hurts.
And at that point, you start second-guessing everything. You're like, maybe it's not even mount then. Maybe there's like so many words like this, and this is like where this whole thing becomes a luck-based paste.
Yeah. But I mean, to get... those middle two were pretty ugly to me. Pretty ugly. Court,
and
doubt,
you do this? Did you do this last night or in the morning?
Morning. I'm a morning Wordle player.
I had a very similar distro.
Whoa, that's kind of nice to look at almost. It looks like stairs.
Yeah, no yellows.
Crest.
So I started with crest. I've been doing a new strategy where I'm sort of eschewing vowels. I'm trying to go maximum.
I see.
Because every word basically has one or two vowels. Yeah.
Blunt. Wow. Wow. It's really interesting to get no yellows.
Yeah, it's like if I got a letter, I got it in the right place.
That's very fascinating.
But yeah, I started trying like audio and ado and all these like vowel heavy words, but like that doesn't get you much. Like the sound that the word makes is not as important as the consonants, you know?
I think it's a consonant heavy game. But I do, right. I don't know. I try to just guess like three consonants, two vowels. And the nice thing, and what I have started trying to do is like not doing the Wheel of Fortune R-S-T-L-N-E style
thing. Yeah, swing for the fences. See what happens. Because
I'm like, if I find out that there's H. Right. If I see a P in there, if I see a G, like that's pretty good.
That's a competitive advantage too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pluto is interesting because that's a proper noun that kind of changes the game.
It is weird that Pluto would have been, but maybe it became improper noun when they took away Pluto from being a planet. It's an old planet now.
I think you're not playing the official Wordle.
Yes, I am.
Pull up the app again. Let me see the website.
It's a word. It's just fucking letter blocks.
You're cheating.
I like Woodle.
Nice.
I want to know your history. What's your distribution history? I'm 5'5"4.
I was pretty proud of it until, I used to be like that. No twos, no sixes. Mm-hmm. And then I got a six recently, and it's humbling. It's humbling, and it wasn't a proud moment, especially because I was. My goal, which is should be your goal, is to get a two before a six, you know? Like, you want to hit the promised land before you fail.
Two is just, I don't see how two is attainable to me.
Yeah, you got to get a little lucky. You got to narrow it down like Pluto, and then you narrowed it down to three words, but you would have had to get that, and then also
I would have had to guess mouth first. But, like, Jesus, yeah. Grayson, oh, wow. Look at that.
Ignore that one. That was me sort of cheating for a TikTok video.
I see. So
I'm getting, 8 threes, 8 fours.
That's good.
I think 4 fives and a six, actually. Yeah.
I think you just want to be in a position where you have more threes than anything else. Because I think
that would be great. Yeah.
Three really takes talent.
Yeah, because you're able to sort of navigate and see through the looking glass and like be like, okay, if there's a U there, an O goes here, and figure shit out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Grayson, somebody that works at HeadGum, has gotten three or four times
this week. Yes.
Like, that's and insane. Like,
yeah, and like after one yellow. So it'd be like as if you like guessed, I don't know, I can't even think of a word that has one yellow for mount. Amends or something. And it's like, oh, one yellow. Mount? Yeah, got it. Excuse me?
Crazy.
No, you don't get to guess that. And he's done it multiple times. So you can't think that it's a mistake at this point.
The dude's good.
I've never been more jealous in my fucking life. But yeah, threes are good. I tweeted today that if you get a four, you might as well not even share it. That's a non-score. It's like, I'm breezing. There's nothing interesting about a four. I got a four today, I should know. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Four is just like the last one you can get without being embarrassed.
Yes.
I think five, you're like, fuck, I'm mad. Six, it's just
I'll tell you what was interesting about the six was the fear of that last pull, knowing that if after that you will have failed the game.
Yeah.
And that's a shameful place to be.
I don't even know if I could. I don't know what I would do in that situation.
Uh-huh. A full 0 for 6.
You know what's...
In theory, that's in play. Like, I got these, like, UNT words. Would there be, like, three other guesses I could have done before mount?
Maybe.
Like, I could have done count.
No, you knew that the C wasn't around.
Oh yeah, the C was out.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's I keep vacillating back and forth between like this game is a game of mostly skill to this game is a game of mostly luck to maybe it's a, some sort of combination of both, and that's what makes it so interesting.
Yeah, I think it is a little bit of both. I think it's also interesting that you can only play once. He's like really cracked a code. It's like an antidote to something that we didn't know that we needed.
Do you see that the article that Pyle sent that had that interesting fact that the pool of words you can guess, like Pluto, and one time I guess Blook, which is book with an L in it for some reason, you can guess those words, but it would not be in the possible words that they could use.
What do you, oh, wow. How?
Like, I've played some like off-brand Wordle just for practice and slash fun, and like the words that they use are like officially words, but like are so hard that I like would rarely get them. Like Fiverr was one of them. It's like, okay, so I guess Fixer and Finer and Pfeiffer. It's like, no, it's actually Fiverr, which is technically a word, but
yeah, it's like would this, never like get a it. Scrabble dictionary where you just like put down any random, you're like, oh, I think clat is a word. And they're like, exactly. I guess technically, Clast. Yes.
Right. But if that happened on Wordle, people would be upset. Like Wordle specifically chooses words that are much more generally known. Like even the word null got some people upset.
I see. So yeah, people are, so it's luck, skill, and the guy made it easy.
Yes. The guy is helping us out because he's getting us to guess where most of us are winning the game, you know, and it's like, oh, you've won 22 in a row, but it's the distribution that matters, obviously.
Of course.
Does Jillian play?
Yes, she does.
Did she ever get a two or?
No, she's never gotten a two. Jill gets either sixes or sevens.
Wow, sevens.
That's truly like the meanest thing I could have said. She's good. She gets like, I think she mostly does threes and fours.
Seven. There is not even a seven. That's how I know you were lying.
Yeah, no, she is good. Everyone I know plays now.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel like I'm the only one that hasn't gotten a two.
Yeah, dude, you and I both. I guess now I just want to beat you to two. That's really what matters to me.
Yeah, to get a two, I don't even know if I'd be able to go to sleep after that.
Yeah, that's why I play in the morning.
See, it sort of energizes you. But then if I got a six in the morning, I'd have to just go back to bed regardless of the day.
It does ruin your day if you do bad. There was a day this week that I got five, and I was just like, my day's ruined. I'm in a bad mood to start.
Yeah, that's probably why you got five.
Yeah.
How about this for a risky change? If you guess a word that's not a word, it brings you to the next row instead of like, oh, no, that's a free pass. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, instead of the shake. So
it should penalize you.
When you guessed Blook, that was a real word?
Yeah, I was like, it was one of the ones where I was like on my fifth or sixth maybe, where I'm like, I don't know what the fuck this word is. So like, I'm like, is this a word? I was like, and then it took it and it didn't really help. I'm like, wait. I was just sort of guesstimating. And then I looked, it's like, it means like half blog, half book or something like that.
Wow, that's fucking, can't believe they added that.
Yeah. Somebody said that they were able to get whack because they used chasm, which is a word we recommended.
That's good. That's very good. I should start following my own advice. That's, yeah. Yeah, that would really give you whack. Nice. Well, now I can't use it because they recently done one. Well, they could still do chasm. So now I have an opportunity to get it in one.
Are you going to go Pluto tomorrow? Or are you like, this is my chance. This is the best, most fruitful Pluto could have been, and it still wasn't good enough.
I usually guess my first word based on what the word the day before was.
Interesting. So today's was mount.
Yeah. So I could
tomorrow,
theoretically
you're gonna
do
guess like an EA word or something like that.
Yeah, I think something like that. I probably wouldn't use a U.
And it's never a four-letter noun with an S at the end, I believe. I think I've been able to eliminate that.
That's smart because there was a time when I was doing that just because I like basically couldn't think of a five-letter word, but I wanted to you know, you want to get those. A couple of the consonants out, and you're just like, oh, well, fucking think of an S. I'll just toss an S on that.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a break. Thank some sponsor and come back and actually answer questions.
Right.
This is not just a Wordle podcast.
Yeah.
We have to do other shit too. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
On to less sooner than five.
We both do, yeah. Don't we?
Our friend of the show, Ben Schwartz, is in a television show, and it's actually pretty awesome, if you can believe it.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. It's Apple TV's new show, The After Party, and it's got a ton of funny people in it, including Ben, who's, you know, one of the main dudes on the show. I watched the first three episodes yesterday, and it was great.
Have not watched it yet, but I can't wait, and I love Ben, so I will follow this unsolicited advice.
Yeah, and it's, if you like him in our show, you'll definitely like this show, because it's basically a pretty unfiltered version of Ben, and every episode is like a different retelling of a murder mystery, and depending on who's telling the story, it's a different genre. And Ben's episode is the third episode, and his is a musical theater rendition of the telling of what happened.
Oh,
so it's
great.
Ben singing and dancing multiple times throughout the episode.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Can't wait to watch.
But it's like Ben and Sam Richardson, Dave Franco, Ilana Glazer, Ike Barinholtz, just
Tiffany
a real,
Haddish.
Yeah, Tiffany Haddish. Solid show. So check that out. They're not even paying us. Well, actually, he did invite me to a virtual premiere, and they sent John and Vinny's to my house and gave me a link to watch the first three episodes on my computer. So in a way, they did pay me.
That's awesome. Yeah. Hell yeah.
But the food showed up a little late.
Oh my God.
And I was like, when was this supposed to get here?
So how do you know it was late?
Because they were like, we'll give you a link to the show, which of course came on time, digitally transferred.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. The food was supposed to show up between 4 and 7 and it arrived at 7:15.
Not even that.
It arrived at 7:15. And it was John and Vinny's. Very good. I mean,
it's very good. It's delicious. And that's in Hollywood. It's in West Hollywood, isn't it? You live pretty far from there.
I think so. I think it was Timing wasn't right. And it was tacky.
15 minutes
late. It was a little tacky.
It's tacky
that
you called him out. It's you're being tacky right now.
So yeah, check out the After Party on Apple Plus.
Cool.
All right. Should we get to some real Q's and A's here?
It's about time.
I don't know how we've become the wisdom dispensers for shit-related questions, but we got a bunch of shit-related questions. So here's the most interesting one.
Perfect.
A 25-year-old guy from Manchester says, my two friends share a flat together and have recently moved from a place where they each had a bathroom to a smaller flat where they both had to share one. The problem is that at one point in his life, one of my friends discovered the joy and hygiene benefits of giving himself an enema in the shower with the shower head. He turns up the jet setting, hovers it near his sweet ass, and fires away. I haven't seen it in action, but from what I can gather, he pushes it a little bit so that any of the shit that's hanging out of his cavity or any tag nuts are forced down the swirl of the drain. He claims that he bleaches out the shower after every deposit. My other friend is now alleging that he stepped into the shower to find leftover bath that hasn't been drained away. Naturally, he's furious, but the arsehole cleaner maintains that this is impossible as he systematically clears up the evidence. My feeling, and the feeling of a non-enema housemate, is that it doesn't even matter if he washes it away or if residual shit was left. You can't just leave shit in any part of the flat that isn't the toilet. Ass Blaster's counterpoint to this is that it's microscopic amounts of poop in the first place, and it goes down the drain and all ends up in the same place anyway. He also argued that it's no different from hawking up phlegm in the shower. What's the solution to this? Is the enema enigma a filthy human for letting his fecal matter drop out? Or is the other guy being way too prudish in the face of minimal shit?
Okay. Wow.
I mean, we've shared a Jack and Jill bathroom.
I've definitely used a hand. I mean, you wash your ass in the shower. I don't think that's
you
like.
You do wash your ass.
You have to wash your ass. Like, wiping isn't enough. It's not like you clean your ass when you wipe on the toilet and then in the shower, no water should touch your anus. It's like the wiping that's a Band-Aid over the wound of, you know, you need to clean the fecal matter from your ass. And that's something that happens in the shower. So
right.
I think that the way this is worded is really making it seem like we should be on the side of like, hey, don't shit in the shower. But I think we're just talking about like cleaning your ass in the shower. And that's in line with what you're supposed to do in the shower.
Yeah, but this guy's using it as an enema wherein there'll be literal flecks of shit.
He's getting loose with that definition, I think. He's using the hand shower more as a bidet than an enema, which I think
is
fine. That's fine. If he's shoving the tube up his ass and flushing his cavity, then yeah, he should stop that because you'd have to be cleaning the actual shower head at that stage. But if you're just using the spray to clean the A, then that's okay.
That's okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if there's residual, I've never seen shit in my shower.
No, this guy, I mean, it depends on what kind of drain you have. If he has a grated drain, then I think that's no bueno, you know? But if you have the raised, you need to have something where the dingleberries can flush. So
why do they slow that down? Like every drain is a pretty open hole, and then it's like, wait, but we want to make sure that it doesn't drain so fast. So like, let's make a grate or make a little raise so that it goes slower.
I think that's for
the piping?
No, I think it's for like for things that you don't want necessarily clogging your drains, like hair going down there. You know,
I see. Yeah,
you want a
garbage disposal,
right? Exactly. Yeah. So that's why.
I see.
But I think that just the little duties. It can go down. This guy's sitting, he's bleaching it afterwards, which is probably more than you have to do. The question really comes...
I doubt that, by the way.
Right.
He's not bleaching it after every use.
I think that you...
Unless he means his ass.
Right. You basically have to be like, you don't have to bleach the drain every single time, but you do have to do a once over and make sure that there's no shit there. But I feel like this guy just divulged too much information about how... like. If you really knew how all of your flatmates showered, I think everyone would just be mortified. What people do in the bathroom is their private time. And ignorance is bliss. Like when we shared the Jack and Jill bathroom, you used to jerk off onto the mirror, write your name and feces on the ceiling. You would.
But you rarely saw that. I would bleach the ceiling after every use.
Yeah, I did. I've shared a bathroom with you for a while. I could always hear what was both of us. We could hear what we did in the bathroom.
Did you ever share a shower or bathroom with Dave Rosenberg?
Yes, I did. Yes.
So you must have seen some terrible things in there.
Yeah, I mean, the bathroom that we shared in Brooklyn was so nasty, and I like at some point we like, I can't remember what was broken, but something got broken so bad. Like he broke like the water tank behind the toilet or something. It was just so foul. Yeah. It's not fun to have roommates in a bathroom. Roommates are fun in the rest of the house, but bathroom roommates are no good.
Right. So this guy, are you on the side of the shitter as long as there's no shit? Or are you on the side of the guy who's like, you can't do anything shit related in the tub?
I'm on the side of the shitter. You can't police what people are doing in the bathroom like that. And you are supposed to clean your butthole in the shower. So anyone that says that's not allowed, then like that person that's saying that is either a liar or has like a really dirty butt. But I guess they are talking to us from the UK, so maybe they've got the bidet in the bathroom. Which
I think the bidet solves everything here. Like if you get the bidet, you never have to spray in the shower.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a bidet would certainly be helpful. I think we could recommend that. But barring that, I think that cleaning your butt in the shower is fine by God.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to use a bidet in the shower. I would say that goes too far. It's too much spray. There's too much poo-poo coming out for sure.
You have to get it out. You have to get it out. It's better
in a shower enema. And you can forget about using that bathtub ever again. There's no way I'm using a shared bathtub.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. I think you just know that, like, if you're sharing a bathroom with a bunch of roommates, it's going to be a little nasty.
Yeah. All right, let's take another break. Thank some more sponsors and come back and answer more questions after these massages.
Right.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back. Okay. Hey. Here, another bathroom-related question. I guess people are... using Great. Their toilets a lot recently.
Good.
And this one's from Sweden. Have you ever been to Sweden?
No, but I'd love to go.
Have you ever been to Scandinavia, Norway, Finland, Sweden, any of that stuff?
I've been to Copenhagen, Denmark.
Yeah.
That count?
That's pretty good. I'll give it to you.
Great.
Is Denmark part of Scandinavia? Is Denmark part of Scandinavia?
I think it is. I think it is.
Yes, that's correct. Great. Judge's ruling allow it. Okay, here's a question from Sweden, though.
Okay.
We'll call this guy Dane Cook, though.
Nice.
Because maybe he is a Danish cook. I'm studying my last year of uni in Sweden since I myself am Swedish. Makes sense.
Fair.
Last weekend, I was at a party with, due to COVID, a limited guest list. Nevertheless, I managed to woo the hostess and things are getting hot. However, it was quite a small apartment of only 32 square meters, so we can't really do anything while the other guests are there. The night goes on, plenty of drinks are had, and so are the laughs. At around 3, people are starting to leave, and it is finally time. I'm about to shtup a dime if there ever was one. Before everyone has left, I go to relieve myself in the form of urinary procedure, and when I finished, I start to look around to wash my hands. And I accidentally look in her mirror, which doubles as a sort of cupboard or cabinet, which was wide open, as well as containing normal items like toothbrush and deodorant. She also kept there a half-full 70 cl bottle of apple vinegar. What the fuck? For some reason, this was so weird to me that I left without doing the rumpy pumpy. I made up some bullshit reason about being too drunk, but the girl was nevertheless disappointed. She said so outright. Since that fateful night, I've not been able to shake the experience out of my head. Why the fuck would she have vinegar in her bathroom? It was neatly placed in everything. It wasn't there by accident. After the night in question, the girl and I have met at lectures and the such, but she does not act as into me as she used to. Not ignoring me or anything, just slightly disappointed. So my questions are, is she off the table? Never to be blessed by my PhD in cunnilingus? Should I explain to her why I left in hopes of her having a good explanation? And why the fuck does she have vinegar in her bathroom? Thanks, Samir. I think you're great. Love, Dane.
Okay. You overthought this a lot. Like, you just... I don't know why she had it, right? But... my brain, I just said, it's probably some kind of like face thing or hair thing. There's lots of like homeopathic, like granola type things like that. And I just Googled.
Yeah, like a shot of apple cider vinegar helps digestion or some shit.
And I looked up apple vinegar hair and it looks like it's like, it's a way to help dandruff and stimulate hair growth.
Yeah.
Can apple cider vinegar benefit your hair?
We talked about this on the show about how vinegar, and I made a TikTok about it, how vinegar is just like the result of every life hack where it's like, if your toilet isn't clean, try some vinegar. If your stomach is upset, have you tried vinegar? Like, put some vinegar in your hair. Like, what?
Right. Don't use Windex. Just like mix water and vinegar. So just assume that vinegar was fine. Just assume that she has a good reason. Because, like, also, what's the bad reason for there to be vinegar in there? Like, assume that she has a good reason. But absent of that, like, what's the worst case scenario? What could it possibly be?
This is like a Seinfeld episode where you'd be like, this is too much. Why does he care that much that she has vinegar? He would still want to sleep with her at the very least.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. Clearly.
Yeah, so you don't need a reason or need an explanation, right. And hopefully she still likes you, even though you're a very small-minded, petty individual.
There's a plethora of reasons for it, and even absent any of the reasons, it's still fine.
You fucked up.
Wow.
Let's see how big 32 square meters is. 344 square feet.
Well, so yeah, that's not very big. That's like...
yeah.
Smaller than a studio apartment.
Yeah, it's like 20 by 15.
Yeah.
But it's like a dorm. Like, that's that's Sweden, you know, like that's gonna happen there. Like everything is kind of compact and expensive because like realize. Yeah, when you're in Stockholm, like a lot of the flats are like built in such a way that like maximizes efficiency with regards to heat because it's such a cold mm-hmm. weather country. And if you can like pack them in tighter and charge just as much because the price of lumber there is really expensive because it costs
Have you been to IKEA? It's the mom meets the Strat meets the Skarsgård, okay?
Yeah. You know how they say like Guinness tastes better in Ireland?
Mm-hmm.
In Sweden, IKEA is a fucking West Elm. The stuff is made so well. Everything is so expensive and so nice. It's all real
the
wood.
The meatballs are a meatloaf in IKEA in Sweden.
And the lingonberry is boysenberry. When you're in the IKEA... Oh, actually, I'm just looking it up. IKEA was created in New Jersey.
That makes sense.
They just gave it a Swedish name to sort of seem foreign and interesting. Kind of like Haagen-Dazs.
It was made in Cranston.
Yeah. Made out of the leftover of a different furniture store. IKEA was, they stopped naming it halfway through a word and then just people assumed it was Swedish. That's so cool. Mm-hmm.
IKEA. I had no idea. That's my next that's my first word in Wordle next time.
Let's see if it's available. I'll check on my computer. UK archive. They should also let you play old Wordle games.
Yeah. Like
we're on 220. I bet there's a website that has it archived.
Yeah, I think there is. Because I started at 200 or something like that.
Yeah. IKEA's is not in the dictionary.
That makes sense. That absolutely makes sense. By the way, the guy that made Wordle is like from Brooklyn, right? Lives in Brooklyn?
Oh, I thought he was British because it's like a British website.
That's what I thought too. But I was reading, let me see.
Somebody sent an article about it, but it had too many words in it, so I couldn't read it.
Yeah, his name is Wardle, isn't it?
Is that true?
Yeah, Josh Wardle. A software engineer in Brooklyn knew his partner loved word games, so he created a guessing game for just the two of them.
Wow, just the two of them.
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't say anything about him being in the UK.
Also, it's on a website called powerlanguage.co.uk/Wordle. What do you think is going on powerlanguage.co.uk?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. It's this guy Josh's fucking personal website. He's standing to gain from this. This isn't just like a fun little thing.
Well, how could he gain? It's free.
But
if he started charging, if he was just like, you know what? Wordle costs $2.99 a month. I'd pay it.
Yeah. I'd have to. Yeah. And he deserves it, but it would make people upset.
Yeah.
Well, what he should do is make Wordle Pro. Like, all right, this daily word will always be free, and then you can have unlimited Wordles for an extra $2.99 a month. I don't know, 10,000 people would sign up for it.
Yeah. We should talk to him. We have a business idea.
That's why I think he's not American, because he hasn't ruined it with cash yet. Like, it just seems like a very British thing. He's like, yeah, it's free and it's popular and that's fun for me. I don't need anything else.
I have everything I need, mate.
That's why I'm gonna fucking hack this website and make it so that it makes me money. Power language.
Take that, Wardle.
Yeah, Josh Wardle. I created Place and the Button Reddit, and more recently Wordle. He did stuff before Wordle. We should have this guy on our podcast.
Would he?
I feel like he ward. He'd have to ward. All right, on the day that this podcast comes out, I'm going to tweet at Wardle, ask him to come on our pod, and I need everybody to fucking jump in, like, comment, retweet. Oh my God, you have to make it seem like really fucking big deals.
I would love to just ask him to do chasm as the word one day this week or next week, so I'll get it on one.
I wanted to ask him about like the origin of the game and like how
you can ask him about whatever you want. You can ask him about whatever you want.
You're gonna.
By the way, I already know the origin. It was his wife liked word games. He made it for them. So I read the New York Times profile, Wordle. I loved it. What do you say?
Oh, he also had a Times piece. He also had a Times piece? That's
you
cool.
Don't,
you should probably bring that up. Me and Josh.
Quoted.
Me and Wordle have that in Cardle.
You were quoted. And you were the Times. Lead. You were the lead.
To be in the lead.
I'll yes. give you the lead. But you did not have a piece. You did not have a piece. You had a quote and you were included
in
the
lead. It was an op-ed.
It was an op-ed
and I want to say that.
Does everyone know that your Slack name since then is New York Times' Amir? Amir's changed his name on Slack to be New York Times' Amir.
Yeah, and it's just an interesting way of letting people know that I was the lead. So, like, if people join the company, they'll get that.
And
I
people have. We've lead. Had, like, 3 new people join the Slack, and you just welcome New York Times Amir.
It's actually, there's an apostrophe, so it's the New York Times' Amir.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Obviously, I'm not the entire newspaper. That's a pipe dream, but...
A dream nonetheless.
I'm closer than most. All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for writing in. Theme song submissions, questions, all of it can go to ifireadyshow@gmail.com. And of course, these are being recorded as video now, so you can watch them on our YouTube channel, If I Were You Show, I think, or If I Were You on YouTube.
Yes.
Let me see what it's called specifically. Yeah. YouTube.com/... I guess if you search If I Were You on YouTube, you can watch these.
You'll find it. You'll find it.
It's easy and it's good.
Even though it's hard for you to find right now, but
yeah,
someone
you
will
have to
be
search
able
If
to.
I Were You on YouTube. And then soon we'll have a vanity URL. Believe that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And more of us on video. We're watching old Jake and Amir's on patreon.com/JA.
Ja.
All right, let's play this entire theme song, but we're not going to stand here and just listen to it again. We'll fade to a graphic, but you guys can stick around and enjoy it again. It's Antoine's Mike of Gold. Did he have anything to plug, this guy? I'd hate for him to have this amazing theme song. No.
All right.
Just the follow-up about living in Montreal with his ex. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Antoine. Thanks to you guys for listening. See you next week.
Bye.
I wanna win, but never do. I've been a sucker for a mic of gold. It's these awards that I never get that keep me searching for a mic of gold. And I'm getting old. Keep me searching for a mic of gold, and I'm getting bold. I've been to Armsby, not yet to Chadron. I've been by Coastal for a mic of gold. I'm speaking my mind, I think it's quite shine. And I keep searching for a mic of gold. And I'm getting old. Keeps me searching for a mic of gold, and I'm getting cold. Keep me searching for a mic of gold. Searching and I'm growing old.
me searching for my gold. Now I'm 40 with no mics in my home, and I'm getting old.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.